honestly, I didn't think I was going to talk about this. Not now, not ever. When writing this episode way back when I was first brainstorming it, it was actually one of like the top five episodes. I even put out a little like track list of everything that was going to happen for what the people can expect. And that was number five. And it was actually number three on the plan, but I kept pushing it down because this episode and this topic is something that's very close to me. This is the most realist that I can get because it's my mind, it's my heart, it's my soul. When you talk about love, you talk about all of them. So having all of that exposed kind of puts me in a place of vulnerability that I don't know if I'm quite comfortable with everyone knowing. But if you take this out of myself and out of this season, I don't think it quite completes it. Love is so much a part of me that if I was to reduct it from this season, I wouldn't be true to what I said I would do. I wouldn't be true to what I said I would tell you guys. And I want to stay true to my words, so I'm going to honor that and kind of get you to peek into my soul a little bit more than I actually allow you to in these episodes. So what is love? On the kelvikku enna badal solradhanu theriyama, I think I've taken about like 3 or 4 takes on this. Let's see if I get it right, because I haven't really written anything down on this. It just has 3 questions that I have to answer. What is love? To me, love is mentioning someone in a comment. To me, love is sending memes. To me, love is making a playlist about you with songs that remind me of you. Love is time. To give someone that space, to give someone that freedom. Love makes memories. And love makes memories last longer. Those memories that you make with friends are, yeah, nice, but the ones when you make, when you're in love, they are harder to let go. You know, you have someone remind you of places, things, food, just random objects, food. Did I mention food? I probably did. Love is notes, writing things to remember about someone. Well, maybe that's just something I do because I have a really bad memory. Love is keeping someone in your prayers. Love is doing an archana on someone's name. Love is sending them flowers or giving them flowers. Love is a beautiful feeling. You know, the songs you listen to. The perspective you have of the world changes when you're in love. I think that's one of the most beautiful things, because how can someone, one person, change the way you view the world? When I was in love, kind of pinpointed at that, you don't really focus on those things when you're not in love. But when you are in love, you know, you're feeling the grass, you're feeling the wind a bit more on your face, you feel the wind go through your hair, you feel like you're in a movie. And I've been told that I cinematize life a lot, but, and I definitely blame Tamil movies for that, but you feel, you know, you feel like a pretty medakra madri erukum. You feel like you're not drunk, but have you guys ever floated in like the ocean and have like the ocean just kind of like, you know, just move while you're like floating and like looking at the sky? Yeah, that's what love is to me. Love to me is the most valuable thing ever. And it's priceless, you know? And love is romance. I mean, that's kind of obvious, but you know, I don't think you can have love without romance, but you can't have romance without love. I mean, I guess you can, but then again, what I'm trying to say is the feeling that you get when you look at someone's eyes and you're holding their face in your hands and, you know, you just see the entire universe in their eyes, like like, how do you not fall in love with that? That is love. When you can say that about someone, that is love. there are so many different ways that you can describe love. You know, in that Pongal podcast, I was like, when you look at someone and say, this is it, you know, this is nice, I like this, that simplicity, that peace, that calmness, that stillness, adhudan kadal. அது கிடைக்குமா இல்லையான்னு எனக்கு தெரியாது. இருந்தது ஒரு காலத்தில். பட் எல்லா பசங்களுக்கும் நடக்கிற மாதிரி எனக்கும் ஹார்ட் பிரேக். பட் அதுக்கெல்லாம் எதுக்கு போய்கொண்டு அதை விட்டுட்டு காதலின் அருமைகளை பற்றி கதைப்போம். லெட்ஸ் டாக் அபவுட் த வண்டர்ஸ் ஆஃப் லவ். வென் யூ ஆர் இன் லவ், the songs you listen to are different. Adinda ovvoru vaarthaiyalum, the lyrics, they stand out. Idhu ungalku dhaan andha paadal ezhudhina maadhiri or feeling. And when you're watching a movie, you're like, are these dialogues meant for me? Like, why am I relating this to my life? You know, it's like that movie was made for me. To me, love, you know, I like, the things I do when I'm in love is I make playlists about that person. If there are songs that remind you of me, remind me of you. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I can't speak English when it comes to this fucking podcast. If there are songs that remind me of you, then I'm definitely putting that into a playlist. Like, I'm that guy that sorts everything out into playlists because I hate like having songs in my liked playlist. That's just no. I have different moods. I need different vibes. I need one set playlist for a set vibe and a set mood. So I'll make a playlist for you. What else do I do? I recommend like movie scenes. I'll like send you like a time code of what scene to watch, or where did I say it? I write letters. I like writing letters. Letter writing. I buy a lot of gifts. Like, not a lot at the same time, just like regularly. I like make cute edits of us. I know it's kind of cringe as well, but like, if I see like a cool edit on TikTok or like CapCut, then I'm definitely putting out photos in there. That's one thing I do. I don't know. I don't know what else I do. I kind of like, but I don't know. Any recommendations? Oh, one thing. Oh, sorry, that was really loud. One thing that I really do when I'm in love is I love running errands with that person. If I'm like, if I actually really like you, I'm like, hey, can we go Woolies? Like, it's not, you know, taking you out to a fancy restaurant or watching a movie or, you know, all that cliche shit. I'm like, can we go do some shit that actually need to be done? I like doing that. I guess that's some of the things that I do in love. I haven't done those things in a while, so it's hard for me to like recall any of the things that I've done. But yeah, love hurts. I asked on a Instagram question thing saying, what is it like to be in love? And one person said, pain. And I was like, yeah, love is pain. Love fucking hurts. The same feelings that you had that were of love, affection and care, you know, kind of turns slowly and it becomes pain. I know I said that love is valuable and that it's priceless, but ortanga irukkumbodhu kavala and the overthinking, anxiety, depression, adalam விட்டு போகிற மாதிரியே இருக்கும். ஆனால் ஒருத்தவங்க உங்களை விட்டு போகும்போது தட்ஸ் வென் யூ ரியலைஸ் தேர் வர்த். வென் சம்வன் லீவ்ஸ் தட்ஸ் வென் யூ ரியலைஸ் ஹவ் மச் தேர் ஆக்சுவலி வர்த். அண்ட் த ஃபீலிங் ஆஃப் ஹார்ட் பிரேக், ஐ ஃபீல் லைக் நோ ஒன் ரியலி டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் திஸ், பட் த ஃபீலிங் ஆஃப் ஹார்ட் பிரேக் அண்ட் ட்ரூ ஹார்ட் பிரேக் feels literally like a heartbreak. Like what, when the heart breaks, like it feels like I feel it in my chest. I'm just like, fuck, why can't I feel like, sometimes it should be in your head. Yeah. But when you feel it in your chest, you're just like, fuck, am I dying? Is this what death feels like? Because under avlo vali irukum, and it feels, you feel it in your heart. They say, you know, love is about the heart, love is about the mind, love is about the soul. But when you fucking feel it in your heart, man, different feeling. You just want to end it all there. You're just like, nah, nope, can't do this anymore. What the fuck is this? And with the amount of heartbreaks I've had and the mistreatment of me as a child, all these things combined, making this a huge, difficult meal for someone to consume. Not me actually calling myself a meal, even though I am. It's about the self-love. This episode is about self-love, not about anyone else. No, fuck self-love, actually. Self-love is the biggest bullshit ever, okay? Actually, it isn't, but it is at the same time. Some people say, oh, okay, if you love yourself enough, you don't actually need anyone. Go fuck yourself if you're actually going to finish that sentence. Because no, it's not that I don't love myself enough to, you know, need someone else. It's just nice when someone else is there. I think that's quite fucking obvious. You don't go to the movies alone, even though I did advise you guys to, in previous seasons, to do things alone. I meant do things alone in order for you to develop self-love. But once that's there, and once that's sustained and you maintain it on a regular basis, get a relationship, because everyone knows two is better than one. You know, when people are always, when people advise me that they're like, nah, dude, but you need to like love yourself first. You need to like respect yourself first. I'm like, dude, I do that already. Like, I'm alone half the time. That's the fucking problem. Like, if I wasn't, then it would be better, you know? Being with someone else, even if it's just a friend, you take your mind off everything. I know that can't be there 24/7, but at least it's nice, right? But imagine having a girlfriend or a boyfriend that is almost with you 24/7. Like, that's even better, right? What I started off saying and what I ended up saying were completely different things. I feel like that meme from The Office. Anyways, what I was trying to say is that I've been hurt so many fucking times that I'm no longer capable of accepting love. Whenever someone shows me like love, I'm just kind of just like, I'm kind of scared of it at start. I'm just like, whoa, okay. And I don't really know how to process it. This includes like compliments and like gifts. And this also is from like a random, like, you know, coworkers or friends or something, you know. When I receive that, I'm just like, okay, cool, thanks. So now I'm in this state. I'm at this mindset that I will no longer be getting into a relationship, like, ever. And this is quite scary, because I was the guy to be like, yes, I want a family, I want kids, I want a dog. I mean, I have a dog, but I mean, like, as a family, I want the house, I want the marriage, I want the, you know, the reception, the everything about a relationship I wanted. But now I'm at this point where I'm like, I don't want to go through heartbreak again. I would much rather sit this out than get hurt again. Because the last time I got hurt, I did not take it well. Therefore, and as it almost took my life, I will no longer be getting into a relationship or going through marriage or any of that ever again, because I think that I am not worthy of love. And when I say that, it's not really me saying it. I've had people say this to me, to my face, that I'm not worthy of a relationship or I'm not worthy of someone else's love. And having this said by people you love, and I'm saying people because, and it's not the fact that I'm trying to hide it because it was one person. No, I've had people tell me this, multiple people, tell me that, you know, that I'm not capable of, holding a relationship or like sustaining it. And I somewhat think that they're right as well, because I don't know if I'm self-sabotaging the relationship nowadays, or if I'm like just not worthy of it. But when you have people around you say this about you, you just kind of want to isolate yourself from everyone. You just kind of be like, okay, no, I don't want to do this relationship. I don't want to do that. So on the mindset, so this focusing on yourself, focusing on self-development and growth and stuff like that, I'm already on that path and I can see changes and I can, and I'm already going through that. Because that's something that I'm working on. And a relationship, I don't think I can ever get into one. And, you know, I was at a point where I was like, well, maybe I'm not talking about it, I'm not talking about it, okay, sorry, life is settled, I'm not talking about it, but I'm not going to. Not because I've had experience or anything, I'm just saying, like, I don't think I'm, even if it was the perfect person in the world, you know, if they were the most beautiful, with the best personality, with the best everything, even then, I don't think I can be like, no. And that's not a their problem. It's a me problem. I'm the one that, you know, you can show me love in whatever ways you want to with your love languages, but it's about me accepting it, right? And I don't think I'm at that stage in life where I'm capable of accepting love anymore, because I'm so, you know, I talk about impermanence and I talk about, you know, things leaving you so much that maybe I fucking jinxed it and manifested this, because everything I love leaves me. Everything I love. So that's why I'm so scared to give out love to like my friends and colleagues. And like, it's so hard because I know that they're going to leave. You know, one of my favorite coworkers, when I first came into work at Maya, I thought he was so intimidating. He didn't smile that much. But in the end, he turned out to be like a brother to me. And, you know, he would always advise me as his little brother, and having that older brother figure, that's what I fucking wanted in life, you know, that's what I've always wanted in life. And then bro had a baby and left. So imagine how hard it is to, you know, come into work thinking that he'd be there, but then he's just not there one day. And, you know, that was heartbreak for me as well. I don't know if he'll be listening to this, or if anyone from work listens to this and tells him, then I don't care. But fuck, everything I love leaves. And it's so hard. It's so hard, you know. But I came to this mindset, the Vera mindset. It's a different mindset. Although I said I'm not accepting love, or I don't think I'm capable of love. Sorry, I am capable of love. That's what I'm getting to. I don't think I'm worthy enough to gain someone else's love. I think I'm at that stage where I'm like, okay, this kind of contradicts what I just said, but I'm also like, oh, you get love, you get love, you get love. I'm just handing out love everywhere. But this is only to like everyone, you know? Even in my darkest days, I'll be the nicest person. Like, I've had so many scenarios where I could have actually ripped into that person and just gone at them, because with heartbreak and with all this like loss that I've faced recently, it builds up anger and it builds up, you know, all these thoughts in your head, and you always are stuck in your thoughts. So what that does, it builds up anger, it builds up the overthinking and anxiety, and you just want to release that on someone. It doesn't matter who comes your way. If someone was to do something wrong, you just go off at them. But for me, it's different. I've had so many scenarios where someone would do something wrong, but I would just end up forgiving them or just not making it a big deal out of it. And it doesn't really matter in the end. And I'm so glad I react that way now. Maybe it's the therapy that's helping me, but I don't react in anger anymore. There are many scenarios. I don't want to take up your time with telling you all those stories, but there has been so many occasions where I could have reacted with anger, with, you know, the snarky comment or trying to be funny and degrading them. But instead, I was just like, no, it's okay. Like, I was being understanding. I was being a bit more human at the end of the day. You can describe it in any way, but at the end of the day, we're humans. I'd rather make peace than make problems. And that's what I did. And the outcome of it, it actually helps my mind so much. And the overthinking layum and the depression layum irukkumbodhu, when I do nice things to people, that's what makes me feel so much better. And the love illadapodhu, love kudukkumbodhu irukkira feeling vandhu, that's a thani feeling. Let me translate that into English. When you don't have any sort of love in your life, when there's no input of love, when you output love, if you, you know, spread love, that brings you a different type of love for yourself, you know. When I decided to donate to charity, I was at the lowest point in my life when I decided to make that poster. When I decided to donate to charity from my Pongal podcast, I was contemplating suicide again. And at that point in time, I was like, why should I take my life away when I can give so many people opportunities in their life? I am so much capable. I think that's what heartbreak brought me. Like, it kind of opened my eyes in a sense, because I thought I was incapable of love. Like, I didn't know how to show love. But when a heartbreak happened, like, I was showing so many people so many different types of love. And I was like, okay, there's so much good things to come out of it. Yes, I was in, you know, fucking, I was in the worst position of my life. But, you know, I lost everything as well. The loss just kind of, it impacted my mental health, my physical health. I was meant to do uni, trimester 3, and I quit. I almost lost my job. I was told to find another job, and I did. I got a new job, and actually I went to the induction today. It was quite fun. But, you know, I lost everything. And then when I had nothing, yeah, that's when I decided to do this Pongal podcast. That's when I decided to donate to charity. And that's why I have so many other plans for this year. Like, yes, breakup hurts, but it also opens your eyes a little. Where was I going with this? Wait, pause for Nita Kirkran. I sometimes just start and I just don't know where I'm going. Well, what I was saying was, even in the lowest times, I thought of being a bit more positive. You got to realize that other people are going through shit as well. So you can't always just be focused on your problems and react because of what you're going through and not take into consideration what the other person is going through. We're all fighting silent battles that we don't talk about and that we don't show on the outside. Just because someone's happy doesn't mean they're actually happy. On the outside, I can look as happy as I want, but love is a beautiful feeling. அது நான் திருப்பி ஃபீல் பண்ணுவேனா இல்லையான்னு எனக்கு தெரியாது. ஃபீல் பண்ணுறதுக்கு கொஞ்சம் டைம் எடுக்கும்னு நினைக்கிறேன். பட் யூனோ, அண்ட் ஐ டோன்ட் ஈவன் நோ இஃப் ஐ ஹாவ் தட் மச் டைம் லெஃப்ட். யூனோ, எவ்ரி ஒன்ஸ் ஆன் அ டைம் லைன். நான் சில பேரோட பேசும்போது அவங்க ஒரு காம்படிஷனில், ஒரு ரேஸில் ஓடுற மாதிரியே இருப்பாங்க. ஐ வாஸ் டாக்கிங் டு சம்வன், அ கொலீக். ஐயோ, ஐ திங்க் ஷி லிசன்ஸ் டு திஸ் பாட்காஸ்ட். இல்லை வேணாம், நாங்கள் அதை பற்றி பேச வேணாம், நாங்கள் கொஞ்சம் வேறு மாதிரி பேசுவோம். Okay, let me go to not that person, because I know that person listens to this podcast. I'll go to a different person. A different person said the same thing, I just won't use the same ages. So my friend, a guy, he wants to get married at 26. 27, and the stretch is like 29. If he doesn't find a girl before 25, he'll get his mom to arrange him something, right? So now I was thinking, 25, you at least need like a year or two or three for you to actually like be like, yep, yeah, this person is my life, that's who I want to settle down with, right? And after those 2-3 years, then the engagement and then the marriage and stuff. So 26 and so, like 28, 29, 30, okay, seriya irukku. So now I'm listening to this, right? And he's 23 and he needs to find a girl before 26. So this guy has about 3 years for him to actually like find a girl. Do you know how fucking fast 3 years can go by? If I was to say 2021 was 3 years ago, would you believe me? Well, you have to, because that's the fact. 2021 was 3 years ago. It feels like it was yesterday. How? I just don't understand how time flies so quickly. 3 years. In that 3 years, yeah, we've had so many Tamil movies, so many different songs released, so many things happened, okay? I keep using movies and music as my timeline and a unit of measurement, but I realize that that's quite stupid. And so many things can happen between 3 fucking years, right? A baby is 3 years old right now. So in three years is such a short amount of time, right? And I feel like so many people are on the same like timeline of things where they need to do this by a certain age, this by a certain age, and that by a certain age. You're just kind of restricting life at a point, and you're kind of, even if you achieve that thing, do you even feel that achievement once you get there? Sorry, I'm going off a tangent. But what I'm saying is, I don't think I'm going to get into a relationship ever. இந்த நெஞ்சு வந்து கொஞ்சம் கொஞ்சமாக நிறையவே உடைஞ்சிருக்கு. அதை ஒட்ட வைக்கிறதோ தைக்கிறதுக்கோ நான் மட்டும்தான் செய்யணும். வேற யாராவது வந்து செஞ்சால் அது தப்பாயிடும். I need to heal properly. And I don't know how long I have till that. You know, love is a beautiful thing, and I don't know if I'll ever get to feel that again. Am I giving up on love? I'll never give up on love. I'm kind of giving up on myself to be accepting of someone else's love. For me to spread love romantically in those feelings that I said in the start of the episode. I don't want to say these things, you know. I want to feel good in a relationship and being in love with someone and not have to second guess everything or just question feelings or that feeling of whether you don't know whether a person is going to stay or leave, or like the it's not how unstable a relationship is. It's more like the impermanence of things. Like sometimes my words even scare me, like because it's so, you know, because you attach yourself to someone. Think about it. Marriage is a lifelong contract. That's how they say it, right? Inga naan சும்மா விட்டுட்டு போற ஆக்களுக்கே நான் ஃபீல் பண்றேன். அது ஒரு 2-3 மாசம் இருந்தா கூட பரவாயில்ல, லைக் 2-3 வருஷம் இருந்தா கூட பரவாயில்ல. அது யூனோ இன் யோர் லைஃப் 2-3 இயர்ஸ் இசன்ட் மச் யூனோ கம்பேர்ட் டு த ரெஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி இயர்ஸ். ஒருத்தி உங்களோட வந்து இருந்து போகும்போது லைக் டெத் ஐம் டாக்கிங், அந்த வலியை தாங்கிறதுக்கு ஐ டோன்ட் திங்க் ஐல் பி ஏபிள் டு டூ தட். அதே வந்து ஒரு பயமாக இருக்குது. எஸ் இட்ஸ் இன்எவிடபிள், you know. And that's another thing I wanted to talk about. Love is also grief. No one really says this. Love is grief. And there's two different types of grief. One, when that person is no longer there and they won't be there because they're dead. And the second one is when that person is no longer there but still alive. Grieving for a person that's still alive is the worst pain ever. And that's what love is sometimes. Love is beautiful, but love is also destruction. Like 2-3 months ago, if you were to ask me where my head was, not even 2-3 months ago, last month, 2 months, it's just pain and overthinking, anxiety, என்ன மைத்துக்கு நாங்கள் இப்படி யோசிக்கிறோம்னு கூட தெரியாமல். அந்த தி அதர் திங் இஸ், ஒன்று நடந்தால், ஒரு பிரச்சனை நடந்தால் அதுக்கு ஒரு சொல்யூஷன் கிடைக்கலாம், அதுக்கு ஒரு ஒரு தீர்வு கிடைச்சோன்னு ஒரு கிளாரிட்டி வந்துடும், ஒரு அதுலேருந்து எஸ்கேப் பண்ணுறதுக்கு வேறு இதுகளுக்கு போகலாம். பட் ஹவு டு யூ எஸ்கேப் யுவர் ஓன் மைண்ட்? தட் வாஸ் த பிக்கஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் தட் ஐ ஹேட், பிகாஸ் இட்ஸ் நாட் ஓன்லி த ஹோல் situation that you fucked up over, it's the thoughts that you have after the situation happens, and everything is in your mind. Adhu mennu undu, your mind is the biggest fucking what is it called when the biggest magician ever. Enanda, it will create different scenarios in your head, adhum illusions, this overthinking, adhu nadandirukalamo idu nadandirukalamo alladhu appadi nadandirukalamo ipdi nadandirukalamo endru yosikkrade or illusion. What I'm trying to say is that in the prabanjathila kaadala vida the vanmam pahai porame ovurtharodeyum poti podrathu ipdiyana gunangal vandu koodava irukkumbodhu காதல், அன்பு, பாசம் போன்ற நல்ல விஷயங்களை பரவேக்க தான் வாழ்க்கை கொஞ்சம் அழகாக இருக்கும். There's so much things happening in this world. ஒவ்வொரு ஆளுக்கும் ஒரு கதை இருக்கிற மாதிரி அவங்களோட கதையில் எங்கேயாவது ஒரு சோகம் இருக்கும். அது இப்பயும் நடந்து கொண்டு இருக்கலாம். அதனால் எல்லாரையும் நாங்கள் ட்ரீட் பண்ணுற விதத்தில் தான் நாங்கள் யாருன்னு இருக்குது. I say this because I've been treated badly, and I treated someone badly. I can't say that I'm the hero of every story. Villanahavum naan irundirukran. And I don't want anyone, just because naan in the podcast seiradhu, donate pandradhu, appadi endra kaaranangalukkaga, don't look at me as some thing, okay? Or a pedestal la enna vekkadhinga. Don't compare me to people. I'm not anyone good. ஓகே, என் நானும் நிறைய தப்பு செஞ்சுருக்கிறேன், நிறைய தவறுகள் செஞ்சுருக்கிறேன். அதனால் டோன்ட் புட் மீ ஆன் அ பெடஸ்டல். ஐம் ஜஸ்ட் சேயிங் தட் இஃப் யூ வேர் டு ட்ரீட் எவ்ரி ஒன் லைக் தே வர் கோயிங் டு டை டுமாரோ, தென் மோர் ஆஃப் அஸ் வுட் பி ட்ரீட்டட் மச் பெட்டர். இஃப் யூ வேர் டு நோ தட் சம்வன் எல்ஸ் சம்வன் வாஸ் கோயிங் டு டை டுமாரோ, வுட் யூ நாட் ட்ரீட் தெம் வெல்? அவங்கள நல்லா பார்த்துப்பீங்களா இல்லையா? அவங்களோட அன்பா பேசுவீங்களா? நீங்கள் ஜோக் பண்ணுவீங்களா? யூ வுட் கீப் தெம் ஹாப்பி, ரைட்? If we were to treat everyone just like that, because naale enbadu nirandharame illa, adu varaporadum illa, so naalaikku naanga iruppomaandu kuda illa, adellam patti adellam yosikkonum, na patti yosikkakoodadhu naan solla vandhadu, ana adellam yosicha than ennarthangala treat pannumbodhu, we always treat someone, if you think about the last person you treated badly. Maybe you said something bad to them. You know that you said that, like, not maybe consciously, but you know that one day you'll see them again. You know that one day you'll be able to apologize to them. One day you'll be like, okay, let's forget this and move on. But what if you can't say that? எங்களோட வாழ்க்கை வந்து ஒரு குறுகின காலத்துக்கு மட்டும்தான். என்ன ஒரு 70, 80, 90 வயசுக்கு வரைக்கும் வாழ்வோமா? What's it called? Life expectancy keeps going down day by day. Nanga na 70 irupuma illiyandu kuda oru expectation kuda illa andha alavukku irukrom. So don't treat someone so badly next time. And I think about that every time I get treated badly. Thiruvalluvar sonna madri, thiruvalluvara yaaru sonnadhu, இன்னார் செய்தாரே ஒருத்தர் அவர் நான் என் அன்னையும் செய்துவிடு. திருவள்ளுவர் தான் சொல்லியிருக்கிறான்னு நினைக்கிறேன். ஆக்சுவலாக இது எங்கள் அம்மா நிறைய தரம் சொல்லுவா. எவர் என்ன செய்தாலும் பரவாயில்லை, நீங்கள் அவங்களுக்கு நன்மையை காட்டினா அவங்களுக்கு ஒரு செல்ஃப் ரியலைசேஷன், ஒரு செல்ஃப் இவால்யூவேஷன் வந்துடும். ஸோ ஆல்வேஸ் ட்ரீட் சம்வன் லைக் யூ நாட் கோயிங் டு சீ தம் டுமாரோ. தென் யூ வேல்யூ தட் டைம், தென் யூ வேல்யூ எவ்ரிதிங் யூ சே. நாங்கள் சொல்கிற வார்த்தைகளிலே வேல்யூ இருக்குது, அது நிறைய பேர் அறியாமல் பேசுறது. அது எனக்கும் இருக்குது. ஐ திங்க் இட்ஸ் அ ஹியூமன் ட்ரைட். ஸோ இதில் கடைசியாக நீ என்ன தான் சொல்ல வரேன்னு கேட்டால், இஃப் யூ ஆஸ்க் மீ வாட் இஸ் இட் தட் ஐம் ஆக்சுவலி ட்ரைங் டு சே, இஸ் தட் love is beautiful, right? That's what I've been saying throughout this episode, right? Love is beautiful. Be careful of who you give your love to, but also love everyone. Be kind to those that are around you, especially your close ones. And when you do want to speak out of anger, make sure this one thing that I tell you. Actually, the Rajinikanth quote or part Kovathodu Alugiravan Nashtathodu Utkaruran. I think I might have said this in an episode before. But when you get up with anger, you sit down with regret. Adu vandu enna mindla konja register aayirukku. I don't get angry as much anymore. And it's a freeing feeling when your thoughts and emotions aren't in control and you're in control of your thoughts and emotions. Everything you say and do, everything I say and do is more calm and collected, and it's more in a sort of the ஒரு நேர் கோடு மாதிரி இருக்குது இப்போ வாழ்க்கை ஒரு கிளாரிட்டியோட ஒரு என்லைட்டன்மெண்டோட ஐ ஃபீல் ஐவ் ஃபினிஷ்ட் ரீடிங் மை புக்ஸ் ஐம் ஆன் அ டிஃப்ரெண்ட் பாத் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ இஃப் லவ் வில் பி அ கன்வர்ஜிங் பாத் இன் தட் அது வந்தால் வரட்டும் பட் தேட வேண்டாம் தேடி போகிற காதல் நிலைக்காது தானா வரட்டும் அது வரும் டெஃபினட்டா ஒரு நாள் இல்லை இல்லை ஜோக்ஸ் ஆக்சுவலாக எனக்கு வராது பட் உங்களுக்கெல்லாம் வர வேணும் என்று நான் இறைவனை வேண்டிக் கொள்கிறேன் பட் கடைசியில் என்ன அந்தாதி பாட்டில் வர நாசர் மாதிரி ஆக்கிட்டீங்களேடா தேட வேண்டாம் முன்னறிவிப்பு வன்றி காதல் வரும்படி ஏதோ கவிதை மாதிரி சொல்லியிருப்பாப்ல எங்களுக்கு வராது அதை நாங்கள் விட்டுருவோம் எதுக்கு தேவையில்லாத விஷயங்களை போய் கிளறிக்கொண்டு ஆக்சுவலாக இந்த எபிசோட் கூட தேவையில்லாது தான் கிளறி என் ஃபீலிங்ஸ் எல்லாம் தோண்டி அழகெல்லாம் வந்து கண்ணீரெல்லாம் வடித்து எதுக்கு ஆக்சுவலாக இந்த லவ்வே எதுக்கு லவ்ண்டாலே பிரச்சனை தானே ஆனால் சில நேரத்தில் இந்த ஒரு ஒன் சைடு லவ் அந்த பிரச்சனை இருக்கிற லவ் அதில் தான் எனக்கு அந்த கூட இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இருக்குது கூட அந்த இந்த லவ் வந்து இந்த மைண்ட் வந்து ஒரு கிளாரிட்டியில் ஒரு ஃபுல் லவ்வில் இருக்கிற மூட் தான் இந்த ஒன் சைடு லவ் அந்த பிரச்சனை இருக்கிற லவ் அப்போ தான் என் மனசு என் மைண்டு கொஞ்சம் கூடவாக வேலை செய்யும் தெரபிஸ்ட் சொல்லியிருக்கிறா இதுதான் இதுதான் பிரச்சனை திஸ் இஸ் த ரூட் ஆஃப் யுவர் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் அண்டு பட் லவ்வே வேணாமென்று போனா யார் மறுபடியும் காதலிச்சு கஷ்டப்பட்டு கண்ணீர் வடித்து வேணாண்டாடே ஒரு அக்கா அந்த ஸ்டோரியில் ரிப்ளை போட்டா பி சிங்கிள் அண்ட் பி ஹாப்பியுண்டு அவ்வளோதான் அவ்வளோதான் வாழ்க்கை சிங்கிளாக வந்தோம் சிங்கிளாக போக போகிறோம் நடுவுக்கு ஏன்னோ வரும்போது ஒன்றும் கொண்டு வரல போகும்போது ஒன்றும் கொண்டு போக போகிறதில்ல ஆனால் நடுவுக்கு எந்த ஒன்றுன்ற சண்டையிலேயே வாழ்க்கை போயிடுது கடைசியில் என்ன ரஜினிகாந்த் அந்த பிச்சைக்கார லெவலுக்கு கொண்டு வந்துட்டீங்க பரவாயில்ல அவர் அந்த படத்தில் ஞானி தான் நாங்களும் அவர் ஞானின்னு நினச்சி இந்த எபிசோடை முடிச்சிருவோம் இல்லை இல்லை அவ்வளோத்துக்கெல்லாம் இல்லை எனிவேஸ் இஃப் யூர் இன் லவ் லவ் ப்ராப்பர்லி லவ் பியூர்லி லவ் வித் யுவர் மைண்ட் அண்ட் யுவர் ஹார்ட் இன் சிங்க்ரனைசேஷன் அண்ட் இஃப் யூ நாட் இன் லவ் கே Have fun. Do your thing. If you want to be in love, kavanandade laipathulichirada avladha. And if you're like me in heartbreak season and or don't want anyone season, let's go to the gym together. Avladha, like, I don't know. Life goes on. That's what I've learned. You can't be stuck in one situation while life is moving on. Then you'll be too far behind to catch up. And playing catch up with life isn't fair, not on you, not on anyone. So if you're in a situation like me, then I hope this episode teaches you something. And if anything, to any listener out there, I'm always here for you. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've done to me in the past, or if you just need someone to be there for you, I will forget everything and I'll be there. And that's a promise, because life is too short to argue. Life is too short to hold a grudge, and life is too short for any sort of negativity in your life. And this year I'm trying my best to, you know, show so much love for the world. And if I haven't to you this year, then I'm sorry, I'll work on it. But konja kaalandhan indha ulagathile irukka porom. அந்த கொஞ்ச காலத்துலேயும் எல்லாரையும் சிரிக்க வச்சு, சிந்திக்க வச்சு, நல்ல விதத்தில் சிந்திக்க வச்சு, சந்தோஷமாக வச்சுருந்தா வாழ்க்கை எங்களை சந்தோஷமாக வச்சுருக்கும். அவ்வளோதான் வாழ்க்கை. இட்ஸ் தட் சிம்பிள். காதல், லவ் வில் ப்ளே கேம்ஸ் இன் யுவர் லைஃப், பட் டோன்ட் லெட் தட் பீ யுவர் லைஃப். ஏதோ ஃபிலோசஃபிக்கலாக சொல்லுவேன்னு பார்த்தா சிம்பு மாதிரி உளறிக்கொண்டே இருக்கிறான். But this is what love does to you. Why do you think Simbu is like this? How many breakups did he see? Beep song release pannapla. Ethana love padam. All because of a breakup. He'll do that to someone. Why do you think he speaks like that half the time? Ella boys ulluku vijay vijay nu nenichikondirupanga na ullukulla ella Simbu dadai. Sorry, I'm done talking about this, man. Vaalkaila ethaniyo velayil irukku. Na adha poi paakaporen. Neenga vera edha poi paarenga. Thank you. Thank you for listening.